You're listening to SBS News.
These are all Randwick residents.
Atop a hill in Sydney's east sits a permanent reminder of a painful memory for Paul Vanney.
Jared was the youngest, he was 20.
Carved into a stone memorial are six of his friends' names as part of a tribute to the Australians killed in the Bali bombings. The local rugby league players, Mr. Vanney's teammates, are six of the 88 lives lost. It's a 20-year-old wound that Mr. Vanney says has just been reopened following the news out of Indonesia.
We're completely outraged. We just cannot believe that somebody could make a decision like this to allow an assassin and a murderer out of prison in 10 years, so close to the 20th anniversary of that bombing. It's just frightening. Our members, our families, our friends, we just cannot believe it. We're in absolute shock and awe. And for the little amount of publicity that it had received or knowledge of this person being released, there was zero. There was nothing. There was no communication, nothing.
Dubbed the Demolition Man because of his expertise with explosives, Umar Patek has been granted a five-month remission. The development is part of Indonesia's Independence Day, when its government traditionally reduces the sentences of thousands of prisoners.
It brings fear to some people. Allowing somebody with these skills back out into the streets, whether they say he's reformed or not, I don't believe it. You can't be. For somebody to do that in the first instance, I don't care how much reprogramming or mind manipulation, you cannot bring somebody like that back into the community safely.
Patek became one of the most wanted terrorists in the world after he went into hiding after the 2002 Bali bombings attack. Patek was eventually captured in Pakistan in 2011 and extradited to Indonesia in 2012, where he was convicted for his role in the Bali bombings, as well as a series of church blasts in 2000. But after less than 10 years into his 20-year sentence, he has just received a second reduction in his jail time. This means he could be out in a matter of days. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was quick to address the news, expressing his concern over Patek's potential release.
I say that this will have a devastating impact on the families. They are going through a trauma in memory of their lost loved ones. We lost 88 Australians in that terrorist attack. And certainly the Australian government will be conveying diplomatically very clearly our view of this. They have a system whereby when anniversaries occur quite often, sentences are reduced and commuted for people. But when it comes to someone who's committed such a heinous crime, a designer and maker of a bomb designed to kill people, to kill and maim, then we have a very strong view. Indonesia, of course, is a sovereign nation, but we do respectfully put forward our view in the strongest possible terms about this.
The government is under pressure to raise it directly with Indonesia's government. Here's Deputy Liberal Leader Susan Lee speaking to 2GB Radio.
We saw Anthony Albanese on his bike riding around with President Widodo a couple of months ago. I think he needs to get on his bike and pick up the phone. And this is, you know, he's talked about diplomatic representations. This is not weasel words on a prime ministerial letterhead. This is not some diplomat picking up the phone to another diplomat. This should be our Prime Minister on the phone to his counterpart before this guy gets out of jail to say, we're not happy and we don't like it and we don't accept it, so that we can explain that our national interest and our national feelings are very, very strong on this issue, and remind the president of that fact. And I'm not saying it should be a disrespectful conversation, but I'm saying it should be a firm one, and it should have happened already.
Family members of the victims also urging the government to take a stronger stance. Cameron Early, who lost his mother in the attack, says it's important to send a strong message.
I believe that the government should do a little bit more. Maybe not behind closed doors, come out publicly and say something a bit stronger. It was a massive thing that, you know, tore this local community apart, plus obviously Australia as well. So I think if they could come out and back us and support us a little bit more.
Indonesia's representation in Australia steering away from the matter. The country's ambassador was fronted by media in Canberra but refused to comment on the situation. With the anniversary of the Bali bombings less than 2 months away, family members are preparing to mark two decades since they lost their loved ones. A sculpture in Coogee was erected to honour those from the area who died, including the six members of the Coogee Dolphins Football Club. People will be meeting there for a commemoration on October 12th. And Mr. Vanney says they've invited the Prime Minister to join them.
Yeah, so we were preparing for the 20-year anniversary, and we were going to have a celebration and a catch-up with all our friends and family from all over the country. And we were inviting anybody who had been touched by Bali to join us on the day. And so, you know, we're hoping we can have 1,000 people up there all think of the good things of each of the people that we lost.
He and others are determined not to let this news taint an anniversary of grief and reflection. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.